Welcome, welcome. All this. Hari, this is the limit of the sound. This is it.
It's going to increase the volume.
I need some. Hari, Hari. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Tirubhav Tithi Mahotsav Ki. And on Tirubhav Tithi, Tithis, we sing a song, Jaya Nilo Prema Dhana. So, Oye Vaishnava Thakura Edase Karuna Karaye. So that is Narottam Das Thakur. Hears so much. We only say so much, but we don't know how much is there. So much affection and love for the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis also. Yeah, from this song, Oh Hey Vaishnava Thakur. Dayara Sagara E Dase Karunakare. So that's just a sample of kind of love and affection he had for Vaishnavas. But then those very, very dear Vaishnavas were leaving one after the other, and whenever Narottam Das Thakur would hear the news of the departures of this Vaishnava, that Vaishnava, was too much for him to handle. So then, he has expressed his, first of all, he has given the title to this song, so many songs. He is known for his songs, Narottam Das Thakur. We'll talk about that a little later. So, yeah, so this song is Viraha Parshad Janit Vilap. He titles this as Bhagavat Parshad Viraha Janit Vilap. Bhagavat Parshad, the associates of a Bhagavan, of Lord. Then they leave, and there's a Viraha, feelings of separation, and then Janit, that creates alap or vilap or kind of emotions are stirred up. So that's vilap. And so this song, Jayanilo Premadhan, is expression of his Bhagavad Parshad Viraha Janit Vilap आलाप उद्रेक. सो well, following in the footsteps of our Acharya Narottam Das Thakur, who will at least sing the same song. Let's see how much emotions they will stir up in our hearts. Hari Hari. At least he has set the example. This is desirable. So we have words somewhere? Oh, yeah. No, you just have to. Sing after me.
जे अनिलो प्रेम धन करुणा प्राचो प्रेम धन हे न प्रभु कथा गेला आचार्य ठाकुर कहा मोर स्वरूप रूप कहाँ सनातन कहाँ दास रघु नाथ पतित पावा कहा मोर भट्ट युग कहा कबीरा हट युग कहा कबी एक काले को था गेला गोरनट कथा गेला पशाने को तीबो माथा अनले पशीबो गौरंग गुणेर निधि कोथ गेले पब 세사바상기라상게 제카일라빌라 세상가나 파이야 칸데 나로타마 다 이아니로 프레마다나 카루나 프라초 Ena Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Pada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachudupasana Brajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Naparaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Shri Narottam Das Thakur Tirabhati Di Mahasava Ki Jaya. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Sri Krishna Balarama Ki Jaya. Nithai Gaur Premanande. So we'll just read that translation of the song. He who brought the treasure of Prem out of this great, out of his great compassion, where has such a venerable personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das Goswami, the savior of the fallen souls? Where are my Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami? Where is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? Where has Gauranga, the king of dancers, suddenly gone? I shall dash my head upon a stone or enter into fire. Oh, where should I go to find Gauranga, the treasure house of all divine qualities? unable to obtain the association of that Srinivasacharya who performed pastimes with associates of Mahaprabhu. Okay, comma, Narottam Das Thakur weeps. Vaishnavera ki kriya mudra vigyeha na bujhaya. To understand Vaishnava's anything about Vaishnava, his kriyas, his activities, his mudras, his emotions, even learned persons find it very difficult. Vigyeha, vigya, the knower of everything, na bujhaya, when he will find hard time or more difficult to understand Vaishnavas. Well, as Krishna has said that in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame what? Divyam. So what about Vaishnavas? Or could we apply that to the Vaishnavas also? Especially Vaishnavas like Narottam Das Thakur ki. Janma karma chame divyam. Janma, my janma, my birth, my activities are divine, transcendental, Krishna said. And that is also the case with the acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur. It's all transcendental. Or we also say, out of this world. Not ordinary, routine, something extraordinary. Or from another world. As Lord does the Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, as Lord appears, or when Lord takes avatar, was it Lord takes avatar, so do the devotees of the associates of the Lord. They also descend, they also take avatar. So Narottam Das Thakur is Champak Manjari. And Manjaris are from, not from Vaikunth. You will not find them in Dwarka or Mathura. Manjaris are from Vrindavan. They are Radha Krishna's Manjaris or Radha's Manjaris. And of course they're eternal. Eternally they are there. They're Siddha. Nitya Siddha. Eternally perfect. And their coming down here is not a fall down. They also remain Achyuta. Achyuta means achyuta, no chyuta, no falling down. They come here but they do not fall down. They continue to act the way they always act up there in the spiritual sky or the Vrindavan part of spiritual sky. And this Champak Manjari, she is Anugata, the follower of Rupa Manjari. Just see. The first Rupa Manjari had come as Rupa Goswami. That was the first batch of the contemporaries of Gauranga. They were associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Jiva Goswami, and then Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamanand Pandit, and others. This is the second generation. So the first wave appeared, and they all returned, and then the next batch is this one that included. So Rupa Goswami has appeared, Rupa Manjari, and then Champak Manjari has also appeared with Narottam Das Thakur. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Hari Hari. He was at Ram Kelly, met Rup Sanatan, and he had gone there with lots of his associates, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates. And at one point, Mahaprabhu's party was at Kanai Natashala, you know, like a Bengal-Bihar border. And there, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was looking at Ganga. The Ganga that he was looking at is known as Padma in that part of world, or it's a branch of Ganga called Padma. So he was staring at, looking at the waters of Padma River, and he was also looking beyond, across from the river. And he suddenly starts shouting, Narottam! 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 And everyone was surprised, and they had no clue what is going on here. Who is this Narottam, and why he's shouting, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam? But maybe some devotees got the clue that Mahaprabhu was predicting the appearance of Narottam. Someone called Narottam is to be appearing, and he's going to be appearing right here on the bank of River Padma. So then, around the same year that Gauranga Mahaprabhu departed, 1514 AD, Narottam Das Thakur, he took birth on Magh Purnima. Magh, month of Magh, one of the names. Chaitra, Vaishakh, Jyeshtha, Ashadh, Kartik, Maharshi, Pavush, Magh. Whole set of 12 names, Jan, February. So, on the Purnima of month of Magh, Narottam Das is not Thakur yet, appeared in a small village called Khechuri, Khechuri Gram. From Gram, you understand, must be village. Khechuri Gram. But that also was, or maybe not far from there, was a capital of Narottam Das Thakur's father, Krishna Nanda Datta, and mother Narayani. So he is born prince in Khechuri Gram. Well, talking about Purnima, I just want to. I took note that different events in Narottam Das Thakur's life have taken place on different Purnimas. He has appeared on Magh Purnima. And he left Khechuri Gram for Vrindavan. He was finally liberated. All the bonds he broke and he set himself free to go to Vrindavan Dham ki. And that was on Kartik Purnima. Kartik Purnima, not Sharad Purnima. Kartik begins with Sharad Purnima and Kartik ends with Kartik Purnima, the last day of Kartik. That day, Purnima, he left for Vrindavan. And then, one of those following years, he was here on Shravan Purnima. Shravan, month of Shravan Purnima, he was initiated by Loknath Goswami Maharaj in Vrindavan. And I don't know any other Purnimas, but today is a Panchami. This is a Kartik, Krishna Paksha, Krishna Paksha, there is Krishna Paksha, Shukla Paksha. It's two fortnights. It's a black fortnight. And the fifth day, Panchami, so this is his Tirubhav Tithi Mahotsav day. And that had taken place back there, where he was born. That is where he also departed from, Khechuri. Near Khechuri, and we'll be talking, hopefully, let's see how far we could go. So, that I should have mentioned. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only he was looking at the river while shouting Narottam, Narottam, but he also took a holy dip in Padma River, and that time he deposited Krishna Prem in the river for safekeeping. Okay, you hold on to this. And what am I going to do with this? You deliver this to Narottam, how would I know which one would be the Narottam? Well, as soon as he enters your waters, there'll be waves and floods. And you could understand that that person is, that must be Narottam, and you deliver this Krishna Prem unto him, into him, in his heart. Hari Hari. So Narottam Das was born devotee, of course, born devotee. And he was born devotee of Gauranga. Gauranga. Nityananda. He had no interest in anything else. Just during his childhood, as he had opportunity to hear some from sadhus, and you know, this is Mahaprabhu had just now departed. Mahaprabhu was around for 48 years. Just now he was around. So this was kind of talk of town, talk of world, talk of Bharatvarsha. They were talking. They knew the pastimes. So it was fresh. Gauranga Mahaprabhu had just now departed and Narottam had taken his birth. So by hearing, it appears like that, but it is not. For us it is like that. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaha Udoy. That Nitya Siddha, anyway, this is Siddhanta, I'm going to be not talking about Narottam then. we hear and then we develop love for the Lord. Or our love is revived. But that's not the case with Narottam. But then it appears that way, that he heard. And then he wanted to leave home, leave everything behind, and go to Vrindavan, where associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, headed by six Goswamis, of course, some of them. On the way, he found out, he was aspiring to meet, catch up, have union or meeting with Rup and Sanatan and this one and that one. But he was getting the news, he's no more. Sanatan is no more. By the time he was in Mathura, he was getting even more and more heartbreaking news of that departure and that departure and that. Narottam was Pashane Kuti Bhamatha. Not only he's writing like that, he's feeling like a smashing his head against some rocks. Anale Pashibo. Let me burn myself. Let me enter fire. The fire of separation is unbearable for me. I better finish up myself. I better not exist. I can't handle. So these were his. But finally, we hear that acharyas were coming in the dream and encouraging him to go on, carry on, carry on. Go all the way to Vrindavan. You have come thus far. So Narottam comes to Vrindavan Dham. Okay. Yeah. Jiva Goswami is very much there. Loknath Goswami is very much there. And around that time, Srinivas is not Acharya yet. He has also come. And Dukhi, which Dukhi? Dukhi Krishna. Dukhi Krishna. He is going to be Shamanand. He's also here. And like that, the remnants from Mahaprabhu's times, the residue is still there. In Vrindavan, and others are coming from other destinations. So Narottam was introduced to Loknath Goswami by Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was in command at that time. He was Rakshak of Gaudiya Sampradaya. He was the Acharya, the protector and the Acharya, setting the standards. And so soon Loknath Goswami developed attachment, spiritual attachment for Loknath Goswami, and he made up his mind, if I ever get initiated, that is going to be from Loknath Goswami, and Loknath Goswami alone. This was his determination. In the meantime, or even prior to that, Loknath Goswami, out of his humility and all that, he had made up his mind, I will not, never, ever accept any disciples. So both had this determination. Both were determined. I want Loknath Goswami as my spiritual master. And he said, no one. I will not accept anyone. Don't include my name. He had approached Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was about to begin the compilation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Loknath Goswami had humbly approached and begged, please don't include my name. Don't mention my name in these writings. I'm not worth. Keep me out of the picture. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did oblige, and we know very little mention of Loknath Goswami is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, but this Narottam, well, he wanted to, at any cost, he wanted to get initiated. So he wanted to please. Well, and one thing he decided to do to please and serve Loknath Goswami was to clean the area where Loknath Goswami is to go for his morning duties, as it is said, for cleaning himself or passing stools, those. So there's a fixed place where Loknath Swami, Goswami would go. And Narottam Das Thakur was in the middle of the night, pitch dark. And that was good for him because he wanted to do this hidingly, that no one takes notice, and no one takes a video. When we do service, we want to make sure is the press around? Where is the cameraman? Oh, that's us. That's me. But you want to do this service confidentially and even hidingly, and no one notices. Including Loknath Goswami doesn't get to know who is this one. And he was keeping that place neat and clean, and changing the dust or the soil or the fresh, he would bring it fresh, make sure that not even little pebbles or rocks. He would sort it out, rocks out, fine soil in. And no traces of any smells. Even maybe spreading some flowers around. And he would leave way before Loknath Goswami's arrival there for using that place. It is said that he would dig a little hole and hide the broom there and put the dirt. No traces are left. So this was going on and on and on for complete entire 1 year. But then one fine night, Loknath Goswami wanted to find who is this one? And he caught Narottam red-handed or dirty-handed. Really. So still Loknath Goswami was not into initiating, although Loknath Goswami and Narottam had done so much to please his service attitude and service, and was exemplary. Then we hear that Gauranga Mahaprabhu had to appear in the dream of Loknath Goswami and you initiate this Narottam. I order you. Something like that. And then, of course, Loknath Goswami had no choice. He has been ordered. Okay, so be it. So that is what then happened on Shravan Purnima. Your name is Narottam. He's already. And then Jiva Goswami, of course, Jiva Goswami was a Siksha Guru of everybody there, all present, and of course the future ones, us also. He was Siksha Guru then of everybody. So Narottam Das Thakur's Siksha Guru, Jiva Goswami, he had given this title. Yeah, he had this, and many students, amongst them these three were principal students, leading students. So at one point, I don't know the details, but he gave these special titles. You, Narottam, you would be known as Narottam Das Thakur. And you, Krishna Dukhi, Dukhi Krishna, you'll be Shyamanand. I think you already had become known as Shyamanand. But then, Shyamanand Pandit. And Srinivas, Acharya. So these Acharya and Pandit and Thakur, these titles were given by Jiva Goswami, the Siksha Guru of all those. Hari Hari. Well, I don't know when, but why not now? Narottam Das Thakur has left treasure behind. And that is his songs. Prarthana is one is Prarthana, which has many. Prarthana means prayers, songs, called Prarthana. And Bhakti, what is Bhakti? Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Prem Bhakti Chandrika is another big, voluminous collection of his songs. So wherein he has poured his heart, and expressed his emotions and his love, or his dainya, humility, or separation from devotees and from the Lord, different flavors for different songs, different emotions, different rasa, if you want, mellows, different rasas. Hari Hari. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he would only carry two books with him. Whenever he went to do preaching programs, he would carry two books. One was Prarthana, the other was Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And he would sing Narottam Das Thakur's songs. And he would say, is anyone interested in love of Godhead around here? Oh, you are. Then he would say, okay, you have 5 annas. That was currency at that time. Sola anna, or 16 annas would make 1 rupee. When we were children also, we had dealt with the annas and chavani and attani, and they were 16 annas. So 5 annas, like 20 paisa. Now 100 rupees, 100 paisas makes 1 rupees or 20 paisa. If you have 20 paisas, okay, we have 20 paisa, what could we do? You buy these two books, you would say. Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And you will develop love of Godhead by reading and singing and reciting those songs. So this is how Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Hari Hari. And kindly, Srila Prabhupada has the songs that we are given. There are songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and some other acharyas also. But most of the songs that we sing are Narottam Das Thakur songs. Even Jai Anilo Premadhana, that is his song. Sri Guru Charana Padama Kevala Bhakati Sadama. This is Narottam Das Thakur, as that is his Guru Puja song. When he wanted to do his Guru's Puja, he compiled this song and what a song. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Arana Kariya Mani Asha. Don't desire nothing else but Sri Guru Charana Padma. I just remembered. Yeah. Prabhupada said this to me. Yeah, in Bombay in 1977, Prabhupada was back from London and he was not well, and then we would sing. One devotee at a time would sit next to Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada in the bed, lying in the bed, and would sit next to the bed and sing. And I was singing and singing, and then anyway, I just wanted to say, is there anything more we could do, Srila Prabhupada, so that you could be cured? I was just expressing my feelings and concern. Is there anything we could do? First of all, Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. We were already doing what more? Chant Hare Krishna. And then he added, saying, Arana Kariya Mani Asha. He just said these two things. Just chant Hare Krishna. There's a pause, and he said, Arana Kariya Mani Asha. I always remember. So this is Narottam Das Thakur. Just few words, right? So like that, he has so many lines and songs and words. I just heard today that Srila Prabhupada was again, he was at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, and not 77 but earlier years. And then Prabhupada wanted to do some singing, bhajan. So he asked his servants to, bring harmonium, bring harmonium. So harmonium was there. And Mataji. Govindam Adipur. Huh? Jamuna. Jamuna was she's also a singer. And she asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, which is your most favorite song? Hari Hari Vifale Janam Govainu. This is a very famous song. Bhakti Swarupa Damodar Maharaj also used to sing that song. That was Prabhupada's, this is my most favorite song. So Prabhupada sang and sang. Gauranga balite habe pulaka sharira Hari Hari balite naya ne babe nira. You know that song. Or I don't know how much you or I know, we know, but how much we really know or understand this song. But this was his life. You know. He's not only saying Gauranga Balite Habe. When I say Gauranga, Gauranga Pulaka Sharira, he says, my, I begin trembling. My voice gets choked up. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. No wonder why he has glorified Rupa Manjari, like anything. Sai Mora Sampada, Sai Mora Bhajana Pujana. So he is Champak Manjari, and that Champak Manjari Narottam Das Thakur is a follower of Rupa Manjari. So he has this whole song. I mean, each word is, we already said treasure, treasure house. Wealth. Vrindavana Ramyasthan Divya Chinta Manidham Ratana Mandira Manohar Avrata Kalindini Re Rajahansa Keli Kare Tahe Shobhe Kanaka Kama. As if he's, as he is wandering all over Braj, he's seeing the Vrindavan. We see the dirt. We see the pigs, we see this, we see that, we see. This is not Vrindavan. Yeah, anyway. We see through the eyes of scriptures, or we are shown Vrindavan by the acharyas in their writings. Including, of course, Shukadev Goswami Acharya. So they are seeing, they are realizing. Yeah, I was just thinking, just thought that as there is a Krishna realization, there is also Dham realization, realizing Dham as it is. Or how could you be Krishna realized and you have no realization of Vrindavan? There's a Vrindavan realization. Or seeing Vrindavan face to face. See Vrindavan as it is. So here is someone. He was seeing, and as he was seeing, he was writing it down. He's seeing and writing it down. Well, have you seen Krishna? So, well, we could say, yes, well, I haven't seen, but I know someone who has seen. And when he tells me, or when he has written about what he has seen, Krishna, he has seen Krishna, he has seen Vrindavan, and if they write or if they speak, then we could also say that hearing is believing. Normally they also say seeing is believing, you know, so you are seeing. What do you see is dirt and this and that, and the pigs and dogs and So we have faith in seeing, not seeing, hearing and believing. We believe what we hear. We believe what we read. Sadhu, Shastra, Acharya, they show us. So Narottam Das Thakur, and that is also, you know, talking about Vrindavan, you have to be from Vrindavan to tell you about Vrindavan. Someone from heaven cannot tell you about Vrindavan. Or someone from Vaikunth cannot tell you about Vrindavan. Someone from, as we said, Dwarka. So, this Gauranga, Gauranga! So Vrindavan has these two compartments. One is Vrindavan, other one is called Sweta Dweep, technically called Sweta Dweep, but that's Navadweep. Navadweep Mayapur is Vrindavan, is, yes, really. So Vrindavan is known for Madhurya anyway. Sweetness of Vrindavan, everything about Vrindavan, everything about Krishna is sweet and full of madhurya. So this Vrindavan is known. Okay, so Vaikunth is known. Vaikunth is known for Aishwarya, and Vrindavan is known for madhurya. And we better not translate. I think by this time, by now, we should be ready to understand the words as they are. And when you translate, you kind of lose a lot of deeper, intricate meanings as well. So if we could understand words as they are. So, Aishwarya Dham, Madhurya Dham, and Mayapur Vrindavan is, no, Mayapur Navadip is Audarya Dham, Audarya, Udar. Lord has become magnanimous, most magnanimous, and he's sharing Madhurya of Vrindavan with everybody. So this whole parampara, Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara, is busy with sharing the Madhurya of Vrindavan. And those who are sharing are Lord Himself, He's a leader, He's leading. And He did not come alone, He came with His associates. And together, well then, of course, Sri Krishna and others. Hari Hari. And Narottam Das Thakur is one of those associates of Krishna, of Radharani, of Rupa Manjari, and appeared as Narottam Das Thakur. But his mission is same as Gauranga's mission. And of course, Srila Prabhupada ki, in that whole parampara, mission is Mahaprabhu's mission. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitan Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam. And that mission was well known to Rupa Goswami. He's a leader. And everyone else is Rupa Nuga. All the acharyas, including we are also, who are we? We are Rupa Nugas. We are Rupa Nugas. And Narottam Das Thakur is Anuga. Anugata. Rupa Goswami's Anugatya was accepted, being follower of Rupa Goswami. That was Narottam Das Thakur. So he has done his best, he has done so much for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Then he was sent back. Jiva Goswami assigned this special duty. You take all this Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, load that into the cart. I think there was only one cart, not carts. And you travel to Bengal. So those three, they're called Acharya Troya. Means three Acharyas. There's a team of six Goswamis, Shad Goswamis. And after Shad Goswamis, there are Acharya Troya. Means three Acharyas. Jiva Goswami, and then he's not. Jiva Goswami is already part of six Goswami list. So this Shamanand Pandit Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur, they were dispatched. And on the way, a lot of things are especially, the books were stolen and Srinivas Acharya stayed behind to find the thief was none other than the king. King was a king of dacoits or luteras. Yes. And then Shyamanand Pandit goes to Orissa side, and Narottam Das Thakur returns to his hometown, home village, Khechuri Gram, K. And I don't know how much. These things are unending, as you know. Narottam Das Thakur, one very major event he organized in his life was the most major event of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya of his times. And that was, he organized a grand Gaur Purnima festival at Khechuri Gram. And all the Vaishnavas, wherever they were, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were all invited, very well received and accommodated, and all the facilities. Well, Narottam Das Thakur, he was a prince, but of course he lost that because he became mendicant. And by that time, his cousin, Santosh Datta, he was the king. So he had all the wealth at his disposal. So the Santosh Datta, cousin of Narottam Das Thakur, becomes his disciple. And then a huge temple was built with the wealth of his cousin Santosh Datta. And the six sets of deities were installed during that ceremony. Srinivas Acharya, I think, was a head priest. And of course, Janava Mataji was like a the Acharya. Acharya, Acharya. And under her supervision, also we could say, the festival was conducted. Innumerable of number of Vaishnavas had assembled. Unforgettable experience that it was. I'm not giving you all the details, but I think whatever details I'm providing, these also, I think you'll remember, it should be. But there are more details. One thing that specially happened was Narottam Das Thakur, is known for his singing with devotion and whatnot, with a feeling. And says he was singing during that festival. He was given microphone. There were no microphones those days. They had loud voice. And the audience had peaceful minds. And there was no noise pollution. So it would work. Yeah? So as he started singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I'll do it faster because I have to stop. So, you know what happened? the Panchatattva, all the members, five of them, they all appeared there. They had departed. They were no more having their manifest pastimes. Then, but as Narottam Das Thakur sang, Naham vasami vaikunthe nacha yoginam hridaye yatra madhavakta gayanti tatra tishthami narada. This is Lord's promise. Wherever my devotees assemble and chant my glories, remember me, chant Hare Krishna. Tatra tishthami, I appear there. I make my appearance there. And this was literally realized and experienced in that Khechirigram Gaur Purnima festival as Narottam Das Thakur started singing. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Mahaprasade Govinde. I'm getting signals from. We better. Okay. Thank you.